For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The winner of a local business competition has big plans for the free rental space she'll get in downtown Lansing. Lansing Built to Last chose Sweet Encounter Kids Culinary Academy from a list of 9 finalists. One parameter used in judging was the ability to operate physically during and after the pandemic. Along with space on South Washington Square, the prize includes free legal help and IT support. I talked with winner Nikki Thompson-Frazier. The prize will help her expand the business she started 5 years ago. What appealed to you about this contest?
When I first heard about Lansing Built to Last, I was super excited because I thought, wow, this is an opportunity as an entrepreneur to really have all these tools available to you to really help support and nurture you in your first year of starting a business. And just so happened, I had already started Sweet Encounter Kids in December. And this competition, I believe, was announced maybe in February. So when I heard about it, I thought, great, I can use my new idea to really create the business of my dreams. And so I feel like that's what Lansing Built to Last offers. All these different things that you need as a small business that people don't always think about, these things are literally gifted to you when you win this competition. So when I found out about it, I just knew that it was kind of that dream come true.
So winning this contest is allowing you to make a reality your dream of this kids culinary program. Tell me about the program you envision.
Sweet Encounter Kids Culinary Academy kind of consists of 2 primary products and services. First, we have our monthly subscription box for kids, where kids receive a kit in the mail every month. And the kit includes 3 theme-based recipes. For instance, this month, our theme is backyard barbecue. So we have some really cool recipes for that. And they get a utensil of the month. They also get STEM-based activities and family fun activities, a conversation card, so you can talk with your kids about different questions over dinner, over mealtime, which we love to do in our family. So there's tons of different goodies you get in the box every month. Our second thing is we offer hands-on cooking classes for kids. Right now, most of our classes are virtual. And so when we do our classes, we really incorporate science and technology, engineering, math, as much as we can to really bring that to life and show how food and science really are interconnected.
Will you be teaching your classes in this space? Will there be a kitchen there?
Yes, there will be a commercial kitchen in this new space and there'll be classes. So I'm super excited. So prior to the pandemic, I had just started teaching classes at Allen Neighborhood Center. And it was so exciting to be like in there and hands-on with the kids. I did a Valentine's Day cookie class actually right before everything shut down. And it was so much fun. We had tons of kids there and they got to literally make the cookies and decorate the cookies. And so we will have a kitchen and we will be able to get in there with the kids, really show them some fun skills that they can use because, you know, life skills are really important. And, you know, I think the pandemic has shown us that people still love to cook and bake. It is still a family pastime.
Will this also be a retail space? Will I be able to pop in and get cupcakes right there?
Yes, you can pop in and get cupcakes, cookies, dessert bars, you name it. So we're probably going to run our baking throughout the night, early morning. So when you come in the morning, we'll have a case where you can purchase items from the bakery. You can special order for weddings or birthday cakes or whatever it is that you may need, office parties, you name it, as well as in the afternoon and evenings, we're going to utilize that space for our classes. And we're super excited about that. And then we're also that space is also going to be where we assemble our boxes every month that get shipped out. And we have people that are subscribers for our boxes all across the U.S. right now. So we're super excited. We want to continue to grow that and then grow internationally because there's other businesses similar to what we're doing that have international sales. And so we want to bring that to Lansing too.
Nikki Thompson-Frazier is the winner of the Lansing Built to Last competition. She's the founder of Sweet Encounter Kids Culinary Academy. Nikki Thompson-Frazier, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it. I really love that you're sharing this information with everyone.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.